This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's appropriate that tonight we're talking about smartphone addiction, which in a lot of cases has to do with social networking, but that's not the only thing people do on their smartphones. It's funny that we're talking about that, and it happens to be the very first night that we happen to be live on Facebook. So, yeah, that's what we're discussing. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're new to the show, yes, you can call in about absolutely anything you want to discuss. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then psychologytoday.com, which is where we were talking about the story where they actually did a study on some undergraduate students and looked at how often they're using their phones every single day. Turns out it's 4 hours a day, and the way they could actually study that and get the statistics on it was by installing an app called Instant Quantified Self that actually tracks how many times you unlock your phone and for how many minutes at a time the phone remains unlocked. So they have some specific suggestions as to how to beat smartphone addiction, and or at least reduce it. So we'll get into some of those here in moments, but first to the phones, to the fun. Bob, listening in Fort Myers, Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark, how are you guys? Bob Garrett here.
Bobby Garrett, my radio mentor. I have missed you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and I'm very pleased to find you on Facebook Live. I haven't heard the show in a very long time, and I'm definitely addicted to my cell phone. And
yes? Okay.
I'm sitting on my cell phone watching the game. I got my son, who's almost nine, on the laptop in front of me. And I'm just bored flipping through Facebook, and you guys pop up live. I'm listening. I'm like, yes, I'm addicted to my cell phone. And, but I don't mind it. I see it as the continuing evolution of human beings as we start to merge with the with androids, computers, robots. They'll be in charge someday. So I feel like I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, Mark, you've joked about this, that we're, I think it was you've said this, that we're the larva form of a robot race.
Yeah. I certainly didn't make that up.
Well, there's something to that.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, that we're evolving into robots?
Some people are going to push back against that, but yeah, it does seem to be that
those people will die after about 75 years, so the rest of us don't care.
That's true.
I don't know.
You're talking about transhumanism.
I don't want to... I mean, I don't know if anybody is going to be born with technology integrated into them already. I guess that's the only way to really achieve that. But, we'll probably start being integrated sooner and sooner in life. And you see kids with, they love handheld and that type of stuff. So, anyway, it's a great topic.
Bob, I can't imagine that we're not going to be at some point selecting, genes and deciding which sperm and which egg is the best one to create the most successful individual who's going to be tallest and have the best genetics and all that stuff. I mean, at some point or another, it seems like they're going to be doing that, right?
Well, it's a difficult topic to talk about because
it certainly is. It's all wrapped up in eugenics.
Yeah, I mean, historically, that hasn't worked out really well.
No. It's when you try to kill off the lesser ones that really things go poorly.
I do believe that individuals start making those types of choices for themselves as far as trying to engineer the perfect person. I mean, some human beings have always strived for perfection, to be godlike. We create gods, mm-hmm. to be like them. And there's this ideal of perfection, I think, that people search for, and they want that. And they see their children, their product, as a symbol of their own greatness. as well that they can make their kid as perfect as possible. You know, is there going to be money and technology to do it on a widespread basis where it's going to be the norm? I don't know. I think that's another coming thing is who is going to be allowed to take advantage of what coming health technologies are out there. I'm trying to put my...
I have an answer. The people with the money.
Well, of course. You know, yes, and good insurance plans, I guess. Yeah. I'm trying to put myself at the front of some lines in the healthcare world, you know, to make myself better. And it's, you know, it's something you have to do yourself. But in the meantime, I do spend a lot of time addicted to myself. So how is the show going, guys?
We're here every night, seven nights a week. We're live on the internet, live on 170 radio stations from coast to coast at various times throughout the week.
And I can tell you this, Clear Channel's going bankrupt. Free Talk Live is in the black.
Well, you guys don't have billions and billions of bonds out there.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You didn't sell your souls 20 years ago.
No, nope, so I sure didn't.
You're good.
Always good That's to hear great. From you, Bobby. Thanks for the call tonight, brother.
Hey, you guys take care, and I'll be watching on Facebook more often.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight for you to join us here, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. That was my mentor in radio, Bob Garrett, when I started as a teenage intern in Sarasota, Florida, at what was then, was it Clear Channel or New Wave Broadcasting?
No, I thought it was J-Core.
Oh, yeah, J-Core. That's what it was. All these radio companies get gobbled up and eaten.
They're owned by Clear Channel now.
Well, Clear Channel is now called iHeartMedia.
That's true.
How many people know that? I don't know. But anyway, started out with Bobby Garrett doing a rock radio show on his afternoon drive show, and I was his intern, and of course was driving the station van around and setting up remote broadcasts and things like that. So it's always fun to get a blast from the past. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, some suggestions from Psychology Today as to how to break yourself. Now, Bob he was saying he's embracing his device usage. He's embracing his robot overlords, and so it feels natural. It feels like this is what he's supposed to be doing. Well, and I can understand that, but there's another argument out there that you're missing out, right? Like that if you've always got your nose down in some device, you're not going to see the sunset.
That's the reason they did Google Glass, was so that you could put the screen right there in front of your face.
How's that worked out?
For whatever reason, Google Glass seemed to have been a flop.
Well, Google can't make everything work. They've had a lot of flops.
I really liked the idea. It was just too high priced for me. I was just...
Well, of course. I mean, everything that comes out brand new is going to be high priced. I mean, right now you probably have in your living room a 50-inch flat screen television.
Sure.
When those things came out a decade and a half or whatever ago, they were $20,000, $50,000. You probably paid no more than a grand for it.
$500.
Yeah, $500. So that's what happens. It takes a few generations of things to bring the prices down to mass supply, if you will.
Sure. I'm aware of that. I'm just saying it didn't. Google Glass didn't quite make it.
It didn't take off.
To
that's
the,
for sure.
The point that, it was a consumer-level pricing.
But that's not to say that heads-up displays are out. I mean, we've got virtual reality. That's becoming a thing now.
Yeah.
There's also mixed reality. Which
that's what it's going to have to go to, it seems like, where it's, it's the real world, but it has sort of this
overlay.
That's probably more interesting in somehow.
Yep, that's true.
Because people are going to want to wear their, at some point they'll be playing their games, I don't know, hopefully out in the park or something. They're running around and swatting dragons or whatever it is that they're doing. But,
well, remember laser tag?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it still exists, but augmented reality or mixed reality where you're mixing your vision and the actual things that you see in the world with some sort of computer game overlaid on top of it would make laser tag a real possibility. You could just have a throwdown game anywhere you wanted to.
With the old equipment, you could do that anyway. I remember the laser tag equipment we used to sell the comic book store I would work in, and all you basically had to do was avoid getting the gun hit. Like, everything was in the
gun.
Right. So if the gun shot the other gun, then you're in good shape.
Yeah,
so,
it's cheap.
it's better to have it on your chest. That way you actually have to duck in and out and that sort of thing. But you could have had a game anywhere doing that. You just wear the little chest receiver and you run around.
So, yeah, things are changing, that's for sure. You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So coming up, some suggestions as to how to, I don't know, wean yourself away from the constant addiction of the cell phone. Because I still do enjoy a sunset when I can get outside and it's not, you know, it's my one night off a week. I enjoy a sunset. And it sucks to just be distracted by Facebook, which you can always go on anytime you want. So what are you missing out on? It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Are you addicted to your smartphone? Go ahead. Admit it. There's a good chance that you are. Now, what percentage of people that use smartphones that become addicted to them, I don't know. So I don't know what the odds are that you'll be addicted, but I feel like it's pretty good because I myself am addicted.
Well, I think that the term addicted is tossed around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's a continuum. Humans are addicted to things that we like, right?
Sure.
We tend to do things we like. Now, the question is can you stop? And if you can't, then I think that you're falling into that realm of addicted.
Well, that's what they were talking about here in the story from PsychologyToday.com, is that there's an anxiety factor. If you take, they've done studies, you take a phone away from somebody and they start to get anxious after, no more than 10 minutes, and then proceedingly more so over time.
Oh, I have a phone. I don't get anxious when I don't have it. I do like life better.
Have you come back here some nights to pick your phone up after you've left it here?
Yeah, because I can't spend my whole day without it.
Okay.
People can't text me.
So it's important to you. You can't
just
leave it.
It's a communication device. I do business.
Yes, okay. That's a good excuse.
It's not
There's
an excuse,
always a good
son.
Excuse for your addictions.
No. It's ridiculous.
Denial is the most common human
Indeed
response,
are,
Mark.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. Something you can easily get addicted to is cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Ether, there's hundreds of others. But Bitcoin and Ether are the number one and number two cryptocurrencies in the world right now. And there's only one wallet that I've ever heard of that actually allows you to access both of them, plus DAO tokens. You can go get your Jax wallet at JAXX.io. It just hit the market a little while back. It actually was in beta for a while, and now it is no longer in beta. You can go grab it for free over at Google or Apple's App Store, or just go to Jax.io and grab it for your favorite browser like Google Chrome or perhaps Firefox. There's also Linux, Mac, and Windows installers. So Jax is a cross-platform cryptocurrency wallet. Very, very handy, and it's easy to back up and recover your funds if need be. So if you lose that phone, don't worry. You didn't lose your Bitcoin. Just reinstall Jax on some other device, go through the backup or the recovery process. Very, very simple. It's control of your life in the palm of your hand because they're planning on expanding to give you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. So check out Jax, JAXX.io, to the phones, to the fun. We go to John. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys? Great show tonight.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I work at a local amusement park. And this cell phone thing is getting crazier than I've ever seen it.
There
are literally people running into each other because they're on their smartphone. And there's whole groups of families just, like, they'll be seated eating, and they're not talking to each other.
Now, that's not anything new, right? I mean, I remember growing up, your mom, your dad asked you, well, how was school today, son? And, you don't really want to answer them. Yeah, fine. That happened when you were growing up, too, right, Mark?
I can't get my son to talk about it.
So I don't know if that's very new, families not talking. This just gives them one more reason to not talk.
Gives them something to do while they don't talk.
Yeah, there's right. So you're seeing it a lot. You're seeing it all over the amusement parks. And has it become more prolific just within the last year, 2 years? When did you really start to notice?
Well, I was listening to your show. It just hit a chord in me, and I thought, wow, this is getting worse. I mean, you will literally see people running into each other. They are so absorbed in their phone that they'll trip over stuff. They'll run into each other. I know you were talking about earlier, you sniffed in a hole or something.
Well, that wasn't me, but it was the author of the article we were.
I saw there's a pretty famous viral video out there of some gal who's walking along in a mall and like falls into a fountain on her phone. And I mean she probably barked her shin pretty nasty on that marble when she fell in.
Better than getting hit by a car.
It certainly is. And now that I believe in Denmark, they're putting walk don't walk stuff in the sidewalk so that people don't have to bring their heads up from their phones to look forward. And, of course, there's laws against people touching your phone while you're in your car.
John, thanks for the feedback tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Psychology Today does have some suggestions that might help wean you off your addiction to your smartphone, but we'll first continue with your calls and thoughts. Matthew, listening in Grand Rapids, the WTKG. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, so you guys were talking about the anxiety when people lose their phones.
Yeah.
And I think another part of that just might be because of how much people use their cell phones and what else they use them for. So, like, the one time I lost my phone, I freaked out, not because, you know, oh my gosh, I can't check Facebook and everything on the go, but because I've got credit card information stored in there, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you one of those people who doesn't actually have a passcode on your phone?
Well, I do, but, I mean, I'm sure that that would be able to get bypassed by somebody.
Well, it's better than not having one. There are plenty of people who just have swipe left or right or whatever and just opens the phone right up. No passcode whatsoever. You want to get into somebody's email account, which then gives you access to absolutely everything that they have ever registered for on the internet? Just grab their phone and, you know, there you go. But if there's a four-digit code, at the very least, there are several combinations someone would have to try before they could crack that. The more digits you increase that code, the more difficult it gets to crack it. Of course, if things are unencrypted on your SD card, then they could just pop the SD card out and, you know, go through that.
Yeah, plus, I mean, I've got pictures and stuff from vacations from a couple of years ago that, you know, I don't have necessarily on my computer hard drive, so... Yeah, I think that might be a little bit of the anxiety that people feel, but definitely
for sure.
A lot of people are. And also, I've noticed people getting cell phones earlier and earlier. Like, I have like a 6 or 7 year old niece that has, or a cousin that has a smartphone, and I'm like, I don't even understand if you know how to use that.
Well, 6 years old? Absolutely.
They know how to play Fruit Ninja. Let me ask you this. What do you think the right age, because I think this is difficult for parents, what's the right age for a kid to get a smartphone or a phone or whatever? Because they've got phones out there that are designed for kids, but it can be difficult. You know, they're basically the regular cell phone carriers don't have those phones, so you end up buying them something, and then, you know, pretty soon they're texting all over the place and driving up your minutes. And it ends up to be cheaper to get them a regular phone at some point.
If I was to have any kids, I would not allow them to have one, or at least I wouldn't pay for it for them prior to them being 16 or so. Because I think that, you know...
I would drive them up the wall.
Yeah.
Well, it would, but I know myself, like, just thinking about myself, if I had, you know, access to this technology at such a young age, I would have had no social interaction because I'd have no reason to, you know, go over to my buddy's house or anything growing up.
But isn't that the way young people socialize now, is on their phones? I mean, they don't even want to call each other. We've done stories about millennials. They are super less likely than everyone else in the world, every other generation, to actually make a phone call to people because they're so used to texting. In fact, they get uncomfortable if they have to make a phone call. Hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So that would drive a teenager up the wall if they were prevented from actually interacting with their friends. It'll make your kid hate you if you do that. What time should they get a phone? I don't know. I mean, you can get them a tablet early, and then they can't make calls, but they can still play all the games and do techie things without running up your phone bill. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we'll find out when your son got his first tablet.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free here. We're talking about addiction to smartphones. The toll free number 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, when you're online, be sure you check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration. You can plan your move to New Hampshire if you love liberty. If you understand what freedom is really all about, and that is that you should be free to live your life so long as you don't harm anybody else in the process. The non-aggression principle is what a lot of us liberty-minded folks believe in, and that is pretty much leave everybody else alone. You can learn more about the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. And again, sign the Shire Society Declaration and move up here to New Hampshire where you can be around other libertarians, other voluntarists, other people who really care about liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it. So we're talking about addiction to devices. The story coming from psychologytoday.com. Mark, you saw a comment fly by on the first Facebook video. We're streaming live on Facebook for the first time ever tonight. Which means we have to actually restart the stream because Facebook has a 90-minute limit on the live streams. We do a three-hour show. So we've already started. We're in our second hour here. And so this was from the first hour. Somebody commented, and you wanted to share that.
Yeah, his name's Matthew. He says, I was able to get over my phone a few years ago when mine broke. I couldn't replace it for a few months. And,
oh, wow.
But I've had a new one, and but I leave it at my, in my room or at home all the time when I go to work. And I honestly, it feels good to see others with their nose deep in their phones, and you know that you're able to get away from it when you want to.
So he beat his addiction by going cold turkey, not because he chose.
Yeah.
One of those situations. Okay.
Well,
that's good to know.
It's one of the good ways to do it.
You know, I can live without the phone, but ultimately I have to be connected to something. I've got to have a laptop. I've got to have something to do things with on
the
internet.
That's the difficulty, right? Like these tools are made to make us more efficient, and they're successful.
But are they? Because if you're spending your time on Facebook, you're not actually doing things that are productive for the most part. You know, you're just scrolling or scrolling and scrolling.
It's more efficient to be able to do whatever your job is from a remote location.
That's true.
So
I can log into my computer here from my phone if I need to, like if LRN.FM goes off the air, I can, wherever I am, as long as I've got an internet connection, I can go in there remotely and fix something.
Right.
I could never have done with the old flip phone.
That's a sort of efficiency.
So I'll give you that, Mark. There's no doubt. I mean, if these things weren't helpful, we wouldn't be using them.
Exactly. Right?
But there's also a dark side, if
you
will.
It's not like everybody's carrying around Game Boys here. It's just that they have,
they have that potential. You can play video games on these things.
You can.
All day long.
People do play video games, but they don't play all day long.
I don't play video games on my phone. This is one of the things I don't do with the phone generally, is because I don't want to waste my battery, essentially. I want to have battery in case I need it to stream video of the cops doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
You're always out looking for a good video.
I'm not always out looking for a good video, but you never know what's going to happen. The other day, one of our folks, Liberty folks in the area, got pulled over, and I was able to respond. In that case, I happen to have an actual video camera on me, but you know, if you've got your phone on you, you have a video camera. But if all you got's 5% because you've been scrolling through Facebook or playing video games on it, you're not going to be able to record whatever that thing is.
Yep.
So I don't do video gaming unless I am like plugged in somewhere and have absolutely nothing else to do, because there's always a bunch of emails I'm behind on. There's always something more productive feeling that I can do than get on video games. But let's get to some suggestions here. Oh, you had the quote. We didn't get.
Yeah, I was done with it.
Oh, you're done with it? Okay, good. So let's get to some of the suggestions from PsychologyToday.com. Number one, try to slowly wean yourself off the need to respond automatically to alerts and notifications, particularly while you're working on any task that requires concentration and attention. If you're working with a computer, shut down all programs and browser tabs that you are not going to use for your work. And I do mean shut them down.
Yeah, so I write, among other things, I've got to write commercials and do creative things. There's times when blog posts, that kind of thing. There's times when I've got to have concentration. And these notifications that you get, they're killers, because you can't get what you had before if you're trying to type out as fast as you can whatever's in your brain and something pops up. That stuff's gone and it's not coming back. So
sure.
I also recommend get rid of those stinking notifications, those pop-up. If you want to check on something, check on it, but don't have it check on you.
Good advice. And by the way, I know I said I was going to ask you, when was it that your son, Jack, who is how old now?
He's eight.
Eight. When did he get his first tablet? Because I know I've seen him playing games on a tablet at some point.
I guess a couple of years ago. I know it was at Christmas time, because his Muffy got...
So six.
Thereabouts. Probably before his seventh birthday. I know his Muffy got an Amazon Fire when they had a big deal on them and got two instead of one, and gave one to him. And he's, now we have to limit the Kindle time in order to, show him that you just can't spend all day, because he will spend all day.
John is on the line in Albuquerque. More tips on breaking the addiction to smartphones. John, you're listening to Kiva. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I think that, we're never going to really break away from them per se. I think they're always going to be a part of us. I will say that one of the biggest concerns I notice, I train people to work with individuals who have disabilities. And so I train staff, communication, behavior, health, stuff like that. And we get a lot of people, a lot of employees under the age of 25 that come come in and do these trainings. And I gotta be honest with you, the thing I'm really concerned about is the ability to socialize with actual human beings among that generation. I think that this, you know, it's wonderful what phones can do. Like you said, they're mobile and you can do work. But I got to admit, I think part of the problem with the addiction is the ability to effectively and comfortably communicate with an actual human being. And I see that especially with millennials, that they just seem to not, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but.
No, not at all. It's like I was saying before, there have been studies that have shown that millennials do not want to call someone on the phone. They would much rather text. And, you know, the difference between phone and text is you take all, suck all the voice right out of it, right? You don't have the inflection, the human sound there. It's just text on a screen. You've reduced a human being to, you know, however many characters there are.
I can't tell you how many voicemails, messages I get now that are, don't leave me a voicemail message. I don't listen to them. Send me a text.
It seems like text. I mean, what's odd about that is that in terms of time, maybe it seems like to actually have a conversation. Exactly. So if we're all about go, 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 and I need to go to the next thing, then why in the heck are you spending 30 minutes to have a conversation when you can do it in 5 on the phone?
It's about that difficulty connecting with people, I think. I think you're absolutely onto something there, John. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, depending on the circumstance, it may be easier to send a text if, you know, you're in the middle of some sort of presentation, which, of course, you should be paying attention to. But if you have something that's urgent, you need to send some sort of information out, a text is the way to do that without having to leave the room. But I think in many occasions, people are, younger people especially, choosing texting over voice, and it isn't as efficient. I understand they're fast with their fingers and everything, and they can type quickly.
They also can sit in the room, sullen and staring at their phone with their parents and communicate with their friends, and that's pretty nice, right? They don't have to, you know, wander off to get privacy or whatever.
That's true.
They can't be eavesdropped on. And
like back in the old days, they were in their room with their phone, and mom could pick up the extension.
Yeah.
Around the other end of the house. Can't do that anymore. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, of course, the parents that are super paranoid about their kids have, I'm sure there's spy apps or whatever, or they'll demand their kids give them access to their phones. So I'm sure that those parents have figured out ways around that. Although there's another argument there. Should you be giving your kids privacy when it comes to their electronic devices? The whole other issue. If you want to comment on that, 855-450-FREE.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Live Saturday edition. We're here Independence Day weekend. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, but the main topic tonight is smartphone addiction, something that is plaguing all generations of people who are using them, but certainly more so younger generations. We've ended up talking about texting versus talking on the phone. Millennials seem to hate talking on the phone. There are probably exceptions to that rule.
Certainly generalizations.
These are obviously generalizations. But they're generalizations for a reason, because the numbers reflect it. Millennials do not want to talk on the phone for the most part, if they can avoid it. And so what about, you know, what are some suggestions? Psychology Today has some. They'll share with us. What are some suggestions to lessen your reliance, your addiction to these devices? We'll get into more of those here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work we're doing, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter the links you'll find to Amazon there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that at shop.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Charlie, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the air.
I'd like to talk about two situations where I find texting far more effective and more efficient. And I'm 73 years old. I'm not a teenager or a millennial. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. When you make a phone call, you have to use time for the pleasantry. Hello, how are you? And,
sure.
And when you're hanging up, you know, hello, I'm a goodbye, see you again, hope you have a good day. But when you're texting, you just send the meat of the message. You don't have to spend extra time with the pleasantry.
Cut the crap, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice if people acknowledge when you've sent that, that message, so that you know that they've gotten it, for instance. Sometimes it can be a little disconcerting.
Yeah. No, my friends know that when I send them a message, they need to respond okay or something. Because I'll wonder if they got it. So they know that. The other thing is, you know, there are people that I'd rather not talk to, but I need to get them a message. Okay, so in those situations, I find texting more polite. Sometimes when it's somebody I really don't want to talk to, I think my tone of voice shows it, and it causes problems.
So don't they try to call you sometimes, and don't they get a little put out when you don't answer the phone and you just kind of text them?
No. I love talking on the telephone. I do. And they know, people call me, and we're on the phone a lot. I use up a lot of minutes, and that's why I'm glad I have unlimited. But there are times when I find texting. You were talking about efficient. And so there's times that I find it's far more efficient.
I think you've given a couple of great examples, and you're clearly a strategic texter. Thank you, Charlie, for the call tonight. Appreciate the example. And in his 70s, texting as well. Very interesting. There's some times where texting is preferable. Although I can tell you, as far as the pleasantries that he was talking about, sometimes I'll encounter someone online. It doesn't happen often. I think for the most part, he's absolutely right that in text, people tend to cut to the chase.
Sure.
Generally. But there was a guy who would send me messages on Facebook in the past who lived here in New Hampshire. And he would always start out with, like, "Hi, how are you?"
Yeah, I hate that.
And eventually I just ended up telling him, "Hey, look, dude, every time you send me a message, it's because you want something from me. So why don't you just cut to it? I'd appreciate it if you would save us both the time of cutting out the pleasantries. You don't need to ask how I am every single time that, you know, you send me a text message."
I understand why people, are taught to do that. That's it's sort of good manners. But as far as texting and IMs and things like that go,
it's just a waste. It gets
a little bit in the way. I agree with you.
We also don't know each other very well either. So really, I mean, do you really care how I'm doing? Probably not.
I stubbed my toe. Ouch. And I meant to tell you this. It just doesn't make any sense. But, when they're kind of ragging on millennials here, it's everybody's favorite generation to rag on at this point.
Well, isn't it always the youngest generation?
It used to be Gen X. Yeah. I'm not sure that whoever Gen Z at this point is.
You mean the what's coming after millennials?
Whatever's coming after millennials. Okay. I'm not sure. That's what my son is, I think.
So that would be people born after the year 2000 or something like that?
I'd have to look up the numbers.
Isn't a generation generally like 20-ish years or something?
Some number like that. And I find them to be, I find these numbers to be relatively useless.
Arbitrary.
So I have more in common with somebody who was born in, within 5 years on either side of me.
Correct.
Than I do, with somebody. I can't tell you who the Gen Xers are, but,
Gen X generally ends around early 80s, right? 80 or so?
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of it.
I'm in the end of it.
Right, you're in the end of it. You're 10 years younger than I am. So somebody 10 years older than me is a Gen Xer also. Mm-hmm. What do they have in common with you? What does a 53-year-old have in common with you, a 37-year-old, whatever you are? Not much.
I mean, we're humans.
And that's why, right.
Got a lot in common.
But that's why I don't like generations. And I believe this shorthand for people who are different than me suck is what these generation titles are. Okay? If you want to talk about which Saturday morning cartoons I watched, we can have a really great conversation about that. Somebody who's my age, you and I, can't as much.
No, we don't have much crossover there.
Right. I was out wanting to do all kinds of different things when you were watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Right.
I was sleeping in from partying the night before.
Yeah.
So
you probably thought Transformers were really dorky or something like that.
I did see some Transformers. I always thought the animation could be better, but,
it wasn't that great.
Yeah, I have some understanding of what
the animation in the Transformers movie, the original one in 1986, was very good, but they had a bigger budget.
Indeed, they did. So what I'm hearing here, to some extent, is millennial bashing. I'm no fan of millennials any more than anybody else.
I don't think I've bashed millennials.
You haven't, but I'm hearing the article. The old people that write these articles tend to like their opportunities to go after millennials.
This guy admits he's addicted to his phone. Yes. The author of the article admitted he, was walking down the campus, stepped in a puddle.
Millennials are going to be different than, you know, people who are younger people are growing in a different world than I grew up in. One friend of mine when I was in high school's father had a cell phone. My mother had one too. She worked for the phone company. I knew of two people that had cell phones when
I was one of those car phone things with a big brick?
My mother had a briefcase
that
she carried around because she was an engineer for the General Telephone and Electronics. She worked for the phone company. Mm-hmm. They gave her one.
My dad had one of those brick cell phones in the 1990s.
Right. So, you know, these are the only people I knew that had them. I grew up in a different world when we didn't blog everything and put it all up on Facebook and that kind of thing. The closest thing we had to really make big mistakes with were Polaroid cameras. And, you know, so it was a different world. The idea that I can look down my nose at people now, I don't.
Hold that thought, Mark. Let's talk to Carl in Indianapolis, listening to WIVC. Hey, Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Carl?
Yeah, so this is not the millennial bashing. It's a different side of it. My folks they always had just the regular flip phones and never used text messaging whatsoever. And my dad actually hated it. But then he got a smartphone, and now he does nothing but text message.
Well, it makes a big difference when you can type a letter directly as opposed to having to hit the number three times so you can get the letter C. You know?
Yeah,
that's
also
exactly the case.
I had for a long time, I was looking for these smartphones that had the slide-out tray with the QWERTY keyboard on it.
Yeah, you wouldn't buy a phone that didn't have that tray for a while.
Right. For a long time, I wasn't doing that. I like the buttons. But, you know, at some point or another, I had to bite the bullet. The tyranny of the touchpad is here, and there's no getting around it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It becomes enveloping, and we don't have a choice, and you have to just live with it. And my dad realized that it is more efficient to communicate with text.
Well, it depends.
At times.
If you're having a conversation, no, it's not more efficient to communicate.
No. Indeed, it is not. It is definitely more efficient. If it's going to be more than two or three texts, you have to have a conversation.
Yeah,
and that's where
sure.
the millennials don't get that.
Right, it's exhausting having one of these back-and-forth text conversations. You're killing me with this stuff. So it's another form of communication, and it is right for some
purposes,
and it is wrong for others. And this is...
Indeed.
Yeah, this is... In the twain, we must meet.
Good call, Carl. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. There's still a few more tips here that we've only really gotten through part of number one, and I've got 4 of them. So we'll continue on tips on reducing your reliance and your addiction to smartphones. And if not, use a tablet instead. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.